Class of 2015, where to begin? First, welcome friends and family to beautiful Lewis and Clark. I speak for the graduating class when I express how much it means to us that you've traveled far and wide to be here today, and have wasted, I mean, dedicated yet another weekend to watching us getting celebrated without actually having accomplished anything. In all seriousness, no, thank you for joining us today as we commemorate the graduation of Lewis and Clark's class of 2015 and all the educators who got us here. When I first arrived in Portland, the spring before our freshman year, to tour Lewis and Clark, I was greeted by a glimmering, unique city that radiated energy and culture. Then, stepping onto this magnificent campus, on a sunny day no less, I felt a sense of enchantment that I was attending a school that could very well be in the same athletic division as Hogwarts. Back in downtown, I continued to discover this amazing place. The food carts, the thrift stores, those never-ending water fountains, the glorious beards that I'll never have. Later on my adventure downtown, I met a methamphetamine addict who pleaded for a dollar, and when I apologized for not having one, started peeing on a parked car, all while never breaking eye contact. It's these type of experiences that have characterized my time in Portland. It's a city of dichotomies, and that's what makes it so special. Only in Portland am I thanked for petting someone's dog, where random strangers smile and wave to me, and where within two blocks of my apartment, there's a strip club, a Baptist church, and a marijuana dispensary. I count myself lucky that I ended up here. Sure, we all complained about the bone's uncanny ability to sync our bowel movements, or the weeks of sheer darkness that make you ponder your own sanity. But hey, we had voodoo donuts and Barry Glassner's heartwarming smile. Seriously, Barry, cut it out. You're adorable. But I digress. I am so happy I chose Lewis and Clark because I leave this institution of higher learning a more confident, caring, and worldly citizen. Lewis and Clark allows for the development of the whole student, and I am deeply grateful for this approach. I was able to learn about the political significance of salsa dancing in Havana during the same semester I was taught about hot money flows and currency manipulation in the Far East. This multidisciplinary method encompasses what a liberal arts education means. We're qualified for everything, and on the other hand, quite possibly nothing. No, truly. Well, law and business school might be in many of your futures, not mine, but hey, I've been told I brew a mean cup of matcha. This moment right now not only qualifies you to be productive members of society, it ensures you will all be good citizens, good in your actions and good in your intentions. While my brilliant IA professors would say we are stepping into a world that is deeply anarchic, I am confident, I am hopeful for our futures, just because just as I am stepping onto this treacherous path, that is post-college life, I'm stepping onto this path with all of you. Before I welcome the next speaker, let me share a short story. In my semester abroad in Australia last spring, my classmates and I found ourselves on a remote tropical island called Heron. This island was literally overflowing with a small seabird appropriately named the white-capped knotty tern. This particular avian only nests in one tree, the Pisonia, and relies on a diet consisting of small fish and squid, resulting in the birds producing a chalky, white fecal matter. Walking around the island, it is virtually impossible to avoid getting pooped on. There are tens of thousands of these birds on an island only measuring 2,500 feet by 1,000. We tried every tactic to avoid this onslaught of excrement, but at the end of the week, we just decided to simply embrace it. Embrace the shit, there's no point in fighting it, so just accept it. Sometimes in life, you just gotta get pooped on. In the same spirit as when we held hands and helped each other navigate the dark trails that lay leading down to the river our first night freshman year in our endless pursuit to roast the perfect marshmallow, we are prepared and capable and ready to navigate the obstacles that we will face upon entering the real world. I am honored to call you my classmates and friends and wish you good luck in helping a world that so desperately needs it. Thank you.